Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Good to have you with me as we journey in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 3. There appeared to them divided tongues or cloven tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them as of fire, telling you that they were not, their heads didn't catch on fire. But it was like a tongue on fire. It was like almost like a spit of fire that rested in the room and sat upon each of them, which tells me it wasn't just a big corporate move of the Spirit, but an individual move of the Spirit, which I don't think anything has changed inside of what we would call a corporate manifestation of the Spirit, in which people are sitting in a room and the Holy Spirit does His thing, whatever His thing is. He's really doing it individually. He's not just doing it corporately, which tells us also that there's no, what my dad used to always say, there's no big I's and little U's. It's not like a big me and a little you. There is an equality to the room in which the Holy Spirit moves equally on each one of them. Even though Peter is going to get up under the anointing and preach in a moment, in verse 14, in the economy of the Holy Spirit, Peter is no better or worse than, for instance, chapter 1, verse 14, there's women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and all of his brothers, 120 of them in the upper room. Peter's no different. He receives the same. They receive the same as does Peter. Now, that doesn't mean that the anointing comes out of every one of them the same way, but the Holy Spirit is certainly the same and every one of them. Why cloven tongues? Cloven is better translated in the New King James as divided tongues. Why divided tongues or cloven tongues of fire? It's a very good question. I think it could have to do with the fact that in the Old Testament dietary law, the children of Israel had very strict instructions on what they could and could not eat. And I think the fact that it's a cloven tongue in their vision in Acts 2 was their way of knowing that what was coming upon them was going to affect their tongue. It was going to affect their speech. It was almost as if the fire descended in Acts 2 and went into their mouths. For a Jew, what you put into your mouth was a big, big deal, because the dietary law restricted you from consuming certain things. And one of the things that was a law under the dietary restrictions of Israel was that whatever animal you ate had to be cloven-hoofed. So if it had hooves, they had to be divided. Now, I don't want to try to speculate why, but they had to be divided and chew the cud, the animal did. So whenever the tongues come onto the tongue of the men and women at Acts 2, they are cloven tongues. I think it's because the Jewish sensibility in the room would not have accepted it as being from God, if not, and coming into and thus out of their mouths, if it had not seemed kosher. Now, God will slowly move them out of that mentality as the book of Acts unfurls. By the time we get 8 chapters later, when Peter is confronted by the angel who tells him to go down to the house of Cornelius, which is a Gentile, Peter has a trouble. He has trouble putting the foreign animal into his mouth, and the Lord will deal with him. So I think there's a development here in the Holy Spirit. It's easing them into their understanding of the Holy Spirit and that cloven tongue of fire that sets upon them. Tomorrow we'll deal with them speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Of course, that will take us on into February. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.